What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Keeping the shoe pristine, was never...
It's a shoe.
It's a shoe. But I think because of how I was raised, I never really gave a fuck about shoes. Because I knew when I was going to get shoes, I'd get a pair of shoes first day of school.
You just weren't going to get the
And then I was going to get a pair of shoes on Easter. Mm-hmm. I knew that. And they weren't going to be fancy and everything. I told you I had every Reebok preseason that came out during that time. And it just rotated every year. Until they were no longer fashionable.
I think because of that kind of thing, like I wanted, you know,
yeah.
I wanted the Jordans. I wanted the Dions. Like when the pennies were really popular when I was in middle school, I really wanted them. And I was never going to get anything like that. And I still, now that I have the money to do it, it seems ridiculous to spend money on it. But I do think I take better care of my shoes than I would otherwise. Like, I'll keep a pair of shoes, and it'll look pretty new for a really long time because, I don't know, I guess I used to have to do that. You know what I mean? Like, you only had one pair of shoes.
I used to get dark-colored shoes so I wouldn't have to worry about that. Like, in terms of, like, a dirt and grime or whatever, mud. I was like, just give me, like, some dark navy blue or black shoes.
I love white shoes. I don't know why, but, like, all the shoes I have are at least, like, mostly white and then other accent colors.
I remember I got the Jordan Retro 5s. I got them when they first ones and didn't know nothing about like this dude that my mom was dating got them for me for my birthday. I remember I got them, didn't really like really take care of them at all. But and everybody was
how old are you?
I'm 12.
Okay. So
I didn't know nothing about it. But yeah. And it was crazy because there was a picture in my yearbook. That's when we lived in Germany. And I remember when I got back to the States, and for some reason I brought it to school. And I remember everybody going through it, wanted to see, and they saw the picture. I remember I was leading the band, and they had a full shot. And the kids saw the shoes. They were like, then they saw what I had on then. They were like, "Oh, you had Jordans?" I was like, "Yeah." They were like, "How you go from that shit you got on right now?" Because it was pay less shit on my right. Right. And I was like, "Damn, I didn't realize. I would have never realized." Because they were the white ones, and I would put. You remember the white shoe polish with the sponge on the tip?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
But, so I was actually gonna bring. Yeah. I was going to bring that up.
Yeah.
When you used to get like a new pair of shoes at Finish Line, and they would give you like a mini shoe cleaning kit.
Yeah, little kit.
And it was always like, for me, I was like, I'm never once going to use this. Like,
there was a kid at my high school.
You're talking about a little foam and a little brush and all. I'm like, I'm not using this.
There was a kid at my high school named Michael Chavis who would do, he would like, what would you, rejuvenate, whatever, like recover old. Because Air Force Ones were huge when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And like he would take them home, whatever he did with them, bleach them, blah, 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 and bring them back, and you'd pay him like $20.
No,
and it was almost like a brand new pair of shoes.
One of the biggest wastes was the Air Force One era. And I was like, I had it. I still have it. But I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I went to the fucking store, called my guy up. I said, give me all the 14s, high tops and low tops. walking out the store, and I damn sure was like, and I saw the, it was on MTV Cribs. I remember Fat Joe, they were doing his house, and he had them, and he licked the bottom of them. Because they never wore it.
Right.
And so I was like, I want to lick the bottom of this shoe.
Oh, boy.
What a dumbass I was.
How many pairs do you think you bought that day?
Like 12.
Wow.
God damn.
It's a lot of pairs of shoes.
Yeah, like 12 pairs.
And those are, at the time, they're probably 120
And they were the, but they stayed for so long, because I never wore them.
Sure.
So yeah. I had them for, I think I wore the last pair, maybe 2 years after I bought them.
Well, that was always the brutal thing about, and I, you know, I was never in to them enough to do that, but like people would get them and you'd wear them to like a, an event or a dance or something like that. And like if they got creased or like the back thing got, you know, rounded out or whatever, then people didn't want to wear them anymore. And like you could resell them at the school. Like I had two pairs of Air Force Ones, or what was the, so there was the low top ones, and then there was the ones with the strap, right? I had two pairs of the ones with the strap that, like, my buddy Salim, we had the same size shoes. He was, like, really big on all of that stuff.
Right.
And as soon as they got a little bit past fresh, he didn't want them anymore. And I was like, well, I'll buy them. Like, I bought them from him for, like, you know, like $40. But then that's a person you can't ever get in an argument with, because then he'll just publicly be like, oh, why are you wearing my secondhand shoes? Like, man. Fuck. Damn, Salim.
Yeah.
It's a real fucking, it's a real trump card to pull in front of all these people.
Yeah,
which,
man.
He did do. Like, he did do one time. Yeah, he's like, that's why you're wearing my fucking, my hand-me-down shoes. And he, I was like, oh.
He got you?
Well, you know, he was like one of my good friends. We had sports debates, whatever. Oh, okay. And then it goes a little too far, and then, you know, whatever. You make fun of somebody's, I don't know, whatever. And then he had that one in his sleeve, and he pulled it out one time. It was a very good insult.
Like, fuck me. You, Salim.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fuck you, dude.
Fuck you, Salim. I'm out of here.
Fuck you.
I got to go think of a better comeback.
No, but here's the thing. You don't. Because anytime someone takes the argument away from the argument, that means you fucking won.
Yeah, but I probably did it first.
Okay, but see, that wasn't smart of you.
Huh? Yeah.
That wasn't smart of you.
No, it wasn't. No, not at all.
Yeah,
God,
knowing,
I forgot he had
it. Knowing, just, knowing that he had that on
I
you.
I know. I didn't know he was going to use it. I didn't think about it.
Yeah, knowing he had that, that's the wrong fucking thing to do.
Yeah, we were probably arguing about some dumb sports thing, and then it got to something else, and then it got to something else, and then it got to that. And I was like, oh, you win this round.
Yeah.
Tip of the cap.
Because I would have been like, yeah, you had to say that because you know I busted your ass in the sports discussion.
He was good at that, too. He was a good arguer.
You were on debate team. What happened?
I was mock trial.
Mock trial.
It was practiced. It wasn't freestyle debate. But you know how it is. You're arguing with your buddies about whatever.
No, I know.
And then, I don't know. Who knows what I said? Probably something I shouldn't have said.
Let me ask you guys real quick. I know we're running out of time. I'm working on this segment for my show Monday. You guys are off Monday, by the way. President's Day.
I did not know that.
I figured
you're gone.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
You remember I had to ask y'all? Right.
She knew.
She knew.
You're off tomorrow and Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you back Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
You're back Tuesday. Okay.
I did not know.
That's a solid little Wendy.
Yeah.
You got a 5-day off, but you're going somewhere, huh?
Come on, dude. You know that shit. You know I don't. You know me and mine. We don't not go nowhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, you know we don't not go nowhere.
We're going to North Carolina this weekend, so I'm going somewhere too.
Fucking bullshit.
On dating profile lines.
What?
Dating profile lines?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I see that are on other people's dating profiles that is immediate swipe left. No.
Okay. Because what do you get? You get like a name, a picture. Yeah. How much information do you get to make your decision?
How active they want to be. You could probably get 5 or 6 pictures.
Okay.
A couple of interests and hobbies. And
okay.
Whatever they want their bio. They can put anything in their bio.
Okay.
And
but you get like their age.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes their religion. Sometimes.
What they're interested in. Like long-term relationship, hookups, whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I've sorted mine out. I don't do hookups or my profile.
Yeah, long-term relationships wouldn't have been coming into mind, so fair enough.
Like, what is the go-to when I see a chick and their profile says, I probably know more about sports than you do?
That's great. I don't know, a debate?
I
think she wants to talk sports.
But they're wrong. The thing is,
okay.
How do you know?
First of all, there are women
that know more sports than Abe.
That know more about sports than
there,
you.
There are.
There are.
They are.
Probably not on the dating app.
They might be. You never know.
They might be.
So you, all right, you should probably just swipe whatever the direction is that's no.
Because you're already fucked. And if she's interested in you, you would ruin that shit because of your fucking just thought process right there.
For the Philadelphia Phillies.
You would do that. You would
if you
do,
know so much. You,
and she would be hot as hell, and your ass would let her go because you couldn't stand the fact that she might know more.
The discussion I'm having, because I'm running down a list of things that are automatic swipe lefts. This is not there yet. But I'm also wondering, like, what are they looking to get out of that?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What she just say? I'm interested in sports
because
why
I'm interested in sports
because I don't have the extreme on my. I say I like sports, all of them.
Yeah,
like that's on my dating profile. I'm not like I know more about sports than every like.
It's a little bit of a confrontational stance,
right?
I think.
That's all I'm getting at.
But I think that's okay.
Yeah,
like
what's
I think,
wrong with it?
I think that means that's a you know
dude.
Probably spunky.
Yeah,
that's fine.
To put a ball on it, it's not the automatic swipe left that pictures with a cat is.
Well, I would hope not because that means she likes sports.
No, I know. It's more like
that's like an ideal situation.
It's just about what that flex is.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.